This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man stole his face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and pain. Damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
America, welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Well, the mainstream media now is whining because Trump is calling on less established news outlets and they feel they're getting iced out. But before I get into that story, I want to play this for you. I want to play this little montage here. This is contrasting the media's hostility to Trump versus the love affair that they had with Obama. Just a reminder, I want to play this for you, okay?
The mainstream media hostility toward the Trump administration reaching a fever pitch. Watch this.
If you were caught misleading the Vice President of the United States, would that be considered a fireable offense in the Trump White House?
It's not for me to answer hypotheticals. It wouldn't be responsible.
I came out here and actually spoke about it and said the president spoke.
The president's time.
What are you? You're equating me addressing the nation here and a tweet? I mean, that's the silliest thing I've ever heard.
You have provided zero evidence that the president's claim that he would have won the popular vote if 3 to 5 million illegal immigrants hadn't voted. Zero evidence for either one of those claims.
Well, it's
thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
But it was a much different story under President Obama. Remember this?
There has been no personal scandal. This has been a president whose behavior has been important to him.
The greater the man, the easier it is to describe him in a single sentence. And she said to him, "What's your sentence? What's your sentence?"
The least I can do is give her the last question as President of the United States. Go ahead. Yeah, there you go. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. It has been an honor.
Joining us.
Oh, thank you, Mr. President. It has been an honor to lick your boots all this time. So now there are reports that the mainstream media is pissed off. Okay, they're not liking the new setup at the White House because lesser name news outlets are being called on during press briefings rather than the old established bellwethers. During his press conference today with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, President Donald Trump called on two news outlets. One was WJLA out of Washington, the local ABC News affiliate, and he called on the Daily Caller. And the media noted that both failed to ask him about the fate of his national security advisor, General Michael Flynn, who has been marred in faux controversy. Namely that he spoke to Russian authorities before Mr. Trump took office. You know, he was doing his job. But the media, the mainstream media, I should say, immediately pounced, saying that Mr. Trump was picking favorites in order to avoid questions on Mr. Flynn. By handpicking reporters, Trump manages to get through a news conference without being asked about Flynn, New York Times reporter Peter Baker lamented on Twitter, failing to mention that all U.S. presidents handpick reporters. Bloomberg's Angela Greeling-Keene helped to clarify. By handpicking friendly reporters, to be fair, the previous White House also handpicked reporters, but it was very different than this, she tweeted. Look, this has been going on since the beginning of time. All administrations handpick reporters and handpick questions. That's just the way it's done. Give me a break. Mark Murray at NBC News was equally perplexed. In response to a tweet from Lizzie O'Leary, who aptly pointed out that White Houses have been calling on specific reporters they know won't grill them since time immemorial. Mr. Murray responded, but not during bilateral pressers with world leaders where questions typically go to wire reporters, i.e. AP and Reuters. Haras Gold at Politico quoted, this is the best, quoted NBC journalist Brian Williams, who noted on air what wasn't being asked at the press conference, adding the New York Times and Washington Post weren't called upon. Oh, no. The New York Times and Washington Post weren't called upon. Deputy Washington editor of the New York Times, Jonathan Weissman, wasn't pleased. Biggest papers in the U.S., Blair headlines on embattled National Security Advisor Flynn, and Trump calls on WJLA and Daily Caller. No Flynn questions, he tweeted. The reporters at WJLA and the Daily Caller may have dropped the ball on their line of questioning, but that's not President Trump's fault. They had the opportunity to ask questions. Maybe they didn't think it was important. The mainstream media, especially CNN, the New York Times, and the Washington Post have largely been combative of Mr. Trump's presidency. Why would they think that they would then be given preferential treatment at his press conferences? What, because they're the establishment? What is refreshing to note is that the White House has now given voice to lesser-known news outlets. It's decidedly more democratic in a way, opening the press corps up to different lines of questioning. But for the mainstream media, they're freaking out because they have tried to control the narrative for way too long. The fact that they're complaining, they're losing it, is now pretty hilarious, to say the least. Did they not think that this was coming down the road? I mean, after trashing Trump for 18 straight months, did they think that everything was going to be all hunky-dory? Huh? Did they really think that? Honestly. Did they really think that? It's amazing to me. These people. They're insane. Really. They have no working knowledge of just human beings and human realities and interaction with human beings. Because they're just a bunch of dopes, I guess. I mean, it's amazing to me that they're surprised. They're outraged. They're shocked. They're not being called upon. Well, yeah, because you've been trashing Trump for the last 18 months. Did you really think that now that he's president, he's going to call on you guys? I mean, they still think that Obama's president. Or at least they wish he was still president. I guess that's what's going on. Acceptance, acceptance, acceptance. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Trump has done it, and the leaders of the New World Order aren't happy. Widespread civil unrest is coming, and major cities will burn. Are you prepared? Infidel Body Armor is more than just armor, and it's more affordable than ever. Protect your family. Get the gear and training you need. The Ultimate Shooter Kit is on sale and ships free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Yesterday, the administration put out Stephen Miller to combat the Sunday morning talk shows. And I got to tell you, he was awesome. He didn't take any bunk from anyone. I want to play this for you. Here's his exchange with Chuck Todd on Meet the Press. I want you to listen to this. Okay, here we go.
And who don't love our people.
Well, it's interesting you say about sharing values in this vetting process. I want to ask this. Number one, are you going to make public the new vetting procedures?
Well, first of all, I suppose there'll be aspects of those that will be public. And I'm sure that for reasons of national security, there'll be aspects of those that won't be. I mean, obviously, if you're engaged in a vetting procedure of a foreign national in a dangerous region, you don't want them to have a roadmap for everything they should say and do to get around those procedures. We don't want to forecast all of that. But there are obviously elements of it that would be part of routine online forms that everybody could see. So it just depends. But I think the important thing is this. 80 million people traveled into the United States last year through the airports, seaports, or land ports. We as a sovereign nation have the right to impose basic restrictions on entry to ensure our security, our quality of life, our economic and financial well-being. And the bottom line is that a district judge in Seattle cannot make immigration law for the United States, cannot give foreign nationals and foreign countries rights they do not have, and cannot prevent the President of the United States from suspending the admission of refugees from Syria.
Well, let me go to the issue.
Chuck Todd's head is about to explode, but here's the deal. You know, what he's saying is pretty simple. Because what he's talking about there is judicial restraint and judicial activism. And it's an issue that conservatives have been talking about for literally decades. And he's absolutely right. A judge in Seattle cannot make law. Period. It's outrageous that they even try to. I mean, think about this for a minute. One unelected judge is going to make policy, U.S. foreign policy going forward? What, are you kidding me? No. No, and that's the point that Stephen Miller made. Of course, to the consternation of these idiots. But the fact is that they can't make policy. Okay? You can't make policy. You can't continue to try to say that you can make policy if you're a judge. I'm sorry, you can't. Oh. And then there was this exchange. I got to play this for you because this is awesome. Here's Stephen Miller talking about voter fraud with George Stephanopoulos. Now, George Stephanopoulos got really, really pissed. I told you, he went on all the shows, Stephen Miller. I want you to listen to this exchange.
President Trump again this week suggested in a meeting with senators that thousands of illegal voters were bused from Massachusetts to New Hampshire, and that's what caused his defeat in the state of New Hampshire, also the defeat of Senator Kelly Ayotte. That has provoked a response from a member of the Federal Election Commission, Ellen Weintraub, who says, I call upon the president to immediately show New Hampshire voter fraud evidence so that his allegations may be investigated promptly. Do you have that evidence?
I've actually, having worked before on a campaign in New Hampshire, I can tell you that this issue of busing voters into New Hampshire is widely known by anyone who's worked in New Hampshire politics. It's very real. It's very serious. This morning on this show is not the venue for me to lay out all the evidence, but I can tell you this. Voter fraud is a serious problem in this country. You have millions of people who are registered in two states or who are dead who are registered to vote, and you have 14% of non-citizens according to academic research, at a minimum, are registered to vote, which is an astonishing statistic.
You can't there's make a hold on.
See, this goes against the Democrat Party orthodox here. What are you talking about? Look, let's do away with this stupid pretense, okay? I mean, look, Democrats have bragged about this for literally decades, going back to the 1960s. You know, it was said that, of course, the state of Illinois went for JFK, that the mob delivered that. I mean, it's been part of, you know, urban lore. And the fact that you have, you know, you've got dead people that vote in Chicago all the time. Or that in Detroit you had more votes than actual voters registered. I mean, come on. It happens. Voter fraud happens. Again, the media doesn't want to acknowledge it, but this is something that occurs. And Donald Trump is talking about it. Again, Donald Trump is going to go there and he's going to talk about it. Even though you want to brush it, you know, sweep it under the rug, as if it's never happened before. Of course it's happened. Of course it's happened before. Okay? I mean, and to say that it doesn't happen. Oh yeah, and then I love how, you know, Democrat Party wants to let people vote without IDs. I mean, why do you think they want to do that? I mean, let's be honest here. And why do you think they support all the illegals? Huh? Because they want to give them the vote. They want to let them vote for Democrats. That's the only way the Democrats ever become relevant again. They need new voters. They need new illegal voters. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis. analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out?
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. So I want to go back to this contentious exchange between George Stephanopoulos and Stephen Miller that occurred yesterday on the ABC morning news show. So the funny thing about this is that, you know, right before this exchange, Stephanopoulos had Stephen Miller asked him, the cost of this wall is going to be $20 billion. Aren't people going to be concerned about the price of this? And see, Stephanopoulos thought that he had Stephen Miller on the ropes, right? Stephen Miller's like, oh, I'm glad you asked me that question, George. Because, you know, you've never questioned the cost of illegal immigration on our system. It is in the hundreds of billions of dollars, George. Then, of course, he quickly changed the subject to this voter fraud issue. And again, thought that he had Stephen Miller backed up in a corner. Because, see, they're used to that. They're used to people not fighting back. I mean, they're used to, of course, Republicans never fight back. They've never fought back, ever. So, they think that, when I say they, I mean the mainstream media, they really think that, they have some kind of edge or something. I don't know why. They have been completely wrong about everything, and they continue to not get it. Anyway, I want to play this exchange for you, where Stephen Miller just comes back with, facts. Listen.
Second, you just claimed again that there was illegal voting in New Hampshire, people busting from the state of Massachusetts. Do you have any evidence
to
back that up?
I'm saying anybody, George, go to New Hampshire, talk to anybody who's worked in politics there for a long time. Everybody's aware of the problem in New Hampshire with respect to
I'm asking you as the White House senior I'm asking you as the White House senior policy advisor. The president made a statement saying he was the victim of voter fraud, people being busted from Massachusetts
to New Hampshire. The president was.
Do you have any evidence?
If this is an issue that interests you, then we can talk about it more in the future. And we now have our governance beginning to get stood up, but we have a Department of Justice and we have more officials. An issue of voter fraud is something we're going to be looking at very seriously and very hard. But the reality is that we know for a fact you have massive numbers of non-citizens registered to vote in this country. Nobody disputes that. And many, many highly qualified people like Kris Kobach, the Kansas Secretary of State, have looked deeply into this issue and have confirmed it to be true and have put together evidence. And I suggest you invite Kris Kobach onto your show, and he can walk you through some of the evidence of voter fraud
detail. You have provided absolutely no evidence. The president has made a statement.
The White House has provided enormous evidence with respect to voter fraud, with respect to people being registered in more than one state, dead people voting, non-citizens being registered to vote. George, it is a fact, and you will not deny it, that there are massive numbers of non-citizens in this country who are registered to vote. That is a scandal. We should stop the presses, and as a country, we should be aghast about the fact that you have people who have no right to vote in this country, registered to vote, canceling out the franchise of lawful citizens of this country. That's the story we should be talking about, and I'm prepared to go on any show, anywhere, anytime, and repeat it and say the President of the United States is correct 100%.
Well, you just made those declarations, but for the record, you have provided zero evidence that the president was the victim of massive voter fraud in New Hampshire. You provided zero evidence.
Anyone who's worked in New Hampshire politics is familiar with
that. You provided zero evidence that the president's claim that he would have won the popular vote if 3 to 5 million illegal immigrants hadn't voted. Zero evidence for either one of those claims.
Well, it's
thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
The non-citizen voting issue is pervasive and widespread, and we are going to protect our country from voter fraud. We're going to protect our borders from terrorism, and we're going to protect innocent men, women, and children from violent, criminal, illegal immigrants that need to be removed from this country. And our country will create jobs, safety, prosperity, and security, particularly for disenfranchised working people of every background, faith, and ethnicity in this country.
You can start by providing evidence to back up your claims. Thanks.
I got to tell you, for once, you now have an administration that's going to push back, against the media and against basically this concerted effort by those in the media, pop culture, Hollywood liberals, that there's a new sheriff in town. And see, George Stephanopoulos was pissed. You know, rather than the standard milquetoast answer, where everybody tries to get along, no. Stephen Miller's like, no. I'm going to push back on your assertion. There is voter fraud going on. Everybody knows that there's voter fraud going on. I mean, to say that there's no voter, there was just a woman that was just actually arrested, convicted, and sentenced to 8 years in prison for voter fraud. I mean, this is routine. It happens all the time. To say that it doesn't is just ridiculous. It's just absolutely absurd and ridiculous. And you'd think that the mainstream media would be concerned. You know why they poo-poo this all the time? Because they know what's going on as well. They know it. But they're covering for their own party, which is the Democrat Party. They know it goes on. Everybody knows it goes on. And it's about time that, you know, the Trump administration is putting it out there. They're talking about it. Good. Good. It should be. It should be spoken about. We should be talking about it. I mean, why is it that? Why do you think they freak out all the time when voter ID is mentioned? They freak out about it because they know if people had to present an ID to vote, then you wouldn't have as much voter fraud going on. They know this. They know this. Same with undocumented Democrats. Why do you think they want open borders? Republicans want open borders because they want cheap labor, and Democrats want open borders because they want voters. Bottom line. That's why the media immediately, oh, you guys are ridiculous. There's no voter fraud going on. Of course there's voter fraud going on. We know there's voter fraud going on. We know there's people that are registered to vote in different states. We know there's dead people on the roll. Come on. We'll be right back. Don't go.
Edward Woodson Show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Honey? What is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution. As thin as 1/4 inch, with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Go, shawty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a cup.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. So, Jim Webb, if you remember Jim Webb, he ran for president in the primaries. He's a Democrat senator from Virginia, the state of Virginia, former Democrat senator. He was also naval secretary under Bill Clinton. And Jim Webb is really one of these old-school Democrats, you know, when the Democrat Party wasn't a party of wackos. Chuck Todd asks him, because he makes a point, and he says, Jim Webb's like, look, you know, Democrat Party has gone so far to the left now, and we've lost, or his point is, look, we've lost our base. We've lost our way because we went too far to the left and we aligned ourselves with identity politics. And Chuck Todd says, well, you think that they've done, you know, they've gone too far? And I want you to listen to Jim Webb's response. Because he's absolutely right, you know. He says that Democrats have not done the self.
You think
Democratic Party?
You think they're too focused on identity politics?
Well, I think that the message that has been shaped by the Democratic Party has been shaped toward identity politics, and they've lost the key part of their base, the people that, and you know, my family history goes back to the Roosevelt Democrats, the people who believe that regardless of any of these identity cycles.
Right. The Democrat Party, his point is that the Democrat Party has gone so far left. They've left behind people like Jim Webb. They've left those people behind.
You need to have a voice in the quarters of power for those who have no voice. And we've lost that with the Democratic Party. I'm not saying the Republicans have it. But
I was just going to say the center's been hollowed out. You could make an argument that the political center in both parties, because right now, if you espouse that and you were running for re-election, any Democrat were espousing what you just espoused, which is, you know what, look, essentially you're saying, hey, start working with him a little bit, accept the fact that he's president, you'd get primaried, and you'd probably lose.
Well, true. Well, I don't know.
I didn't say you, but I'm saying the Democratic incumbent.
Generally,
yes.
You know, fair enough. That is a danger to people who would say those sorts of things. But the Democrats have not done the kind of self-reflection that they should have starting in 2010. And I was talking about this in the 10 elections. You've lost white working people. You've lost flyover land. And you saw in this election what happens when people get frustrated enough that they say, I'm not going to take this aristocracy. Mm-hmm. You know, Bernie, a good friend of mine, Bernie can talk about aristocracies all he wants. You know, the fact that you've made money doesn't make you a member of that philosophy. Look at Franklin Roosevelt.
Right.
But there is an aristocracy now that pervades American politics. It's got to be broken somehow in both parties. And I think that's what the Trump message was that echoed so strongly in these flyover communities.
Exactly. He's absolutely right. And the problem is that the Democrat Party, they've gone so far to the left now. I don't know if they're ever going to really be relevant in terms of national elections. I really don't. What he's saying, what Jim Webb is saying, is what we've all been saying. I mean, you're not going to get the white working class voter by disparaging him. And by picking Keith Ellison and the Black Lives Matter crowd, you're not going to get it. Anyway, last night, the Grammys, which of course I didn't watch, but I did see this. A singer by the name of Joy Vila, her music sales of her new album skyrocketed after the singer wore a pro-Trump jet dress on Sunday night's 59th annual Grammy Awards. When she arrived at the Grammys, Vila had a white cape. And she flung it off at the red carpet to reveal a gown of red, white, and blue that urged to make America great again, and had Trump in sparkly letters in the back. Him. The 25-year-old's LP, I Make the Static, jumped to the top of Amazon's top digital paid albums and reached number 7 on the iTunes top album chart after her red carpet appearance. In fact, her album sales went up 18,000%, literally 18,000%. She had this to say. I am 100% a Trump supporter. I believe in his message. I believe he will run this country like he runs his life, successfully. I stand as a proud American. I stand for a united America that is tolerant of each other no matter who we voted for. I stand behind our president because that's the American thing to do. I believe in love above all. The singer also explained her controversial look on Instagram. She said this: go big or go home. You either stand for what you believe or fall for what you don't. Above all, make a choice for tolerance and love. Agree to disagree, she wrote after her red carpet appearance. The dress designer Andre Sorano said on Instagram, the gown is a tribute to our president of the United States, adding the hashtag MAGA. Make America great again. And, of course, her look was quickly said to by her detractors, saying she was trying to get attention. But, look, that's what you do when you're on the red carpet. You try to get attention for yourself. And, of course, she was roundly criticized for the fact that she wore a dress proclaiming her support for Donald Trump at the Grammys. Oh, no, at the Grammys. So that was the biggest thing about the Grammys last night, the fact that you had an actual Trump supporter. My God, say it ain't so, a Trump supporter. Oh, my God. And now this. Matt Lauer grilled Patriots owner this morning over his friendship with Donald Trump. I want you to listen to this real quick. This is Matt Lauer this morning.
You had dinner on Friday night with the president. Your relationship with Donald Trump, You had dinner on Friday night with the president. Your relationship with Donald Trump, I should mention, goes back a while. You had dinner with the Japanese prime minister. Has your relationship with Donald Trump in any way strained your relationship with some of your players who, by the way, some say they don't want to go to the White House to celebrate this win?
Well, you know what's interesting? This is our, I'm happy to say, fifth Super Bowl in the last 16 years. And every time we've had the privilege of going to the White House, a dozen of our players don't go. This is the first time it's gotten any media attention.
This is the first time it's gotten any media attention. Hello? Notice how they never, I mean, there was, and I remember this. I remember when the Patriots won a little while back, and some of the players didn't want to go because Obama was president. They didn't agree with Obama's policies. Did the media talk about that? Did they make a big thing out of it? No. Of course not. But now they're making a big deal out of it. So, of course, Kraft is like, hey, Trump and I have been friends for a long time, and we've gone there. We've gone to the White House five times now because we've won five Super Bowls, dude. And nobody ever cared about it before. Now all of a sudden they care about it. Just, again, calling out the media, calling out the bias. That's what we do here. All right, I'm out of time for the day, but check out my website, edwardwoodson.com. That's edwardwoodson.com. Also, send me your friend requests and like us on Facebook, The Edward Woodson Show, and follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
For tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.